Hare Krishna. Question from Prathamesh Prabhu. You mentioned in your Ishopanishad lecture in the Bhagavad Gita, Ishopanishad in the Bhakti Shastri course, that Brahman is also Satchitananda. And I'm confused about the Ananda aspect that is there in Ananda that is there in devotional service. So is there Chit, in the Chit aspect also, is there Ananda? How exactly, if Ananda is realized through Bhakti, then what is the Ananda at the level of Brahman or Paramatma? Answer, there is objective reality and there is subjective experience of that reality. We have, see, there's a there's a gulab jamun which is being cooked. So now we may, if it's happening in the kitchen and I'm in an adjoining room, at one level I may get the fragrance of the gulab jamun. Then after that, oh, what is it I want to see? Then I go and see the gulab jamun and then I touch it, then I taste it. So now the gulab jamun is the same, but depending on which sense is interacting with it, we are perceiving that particular aspect of the gulab jamun. So this is one point, that the gulab jamun itself has it's one unit where there is taste, there is touch, there is fragrance, where it is soft to touch, it is delicious to taste, it is attractive spherical globe to look at, and it has a good fragrance. If some ingredients have been added to put fragrance into it. So the gulab jamun itself has all these qualities in it. But when we experience it, depending on which sense is being used, then the experience will be of that particular aspect of the gulab jamun only. So now we consider the absolute truth. So the absolute truth is one tattva. The absolute truth is sat chit ananda. And vadanti tattva sattvam yad jnanam advayam. Jnanam advaya, that absolute truth is advaya jnana tattva. That is brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti shabdyate. Iti shabdyate means it is known. It is known by the words Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan. So essentially we have to understand that these three are names for the same one absolute truth. So now that absolute truth is Satchitananda. So for example, if I call a gulab jamun gulab or a jamun or a gulab jamun. So now it's the same object. But suppose taking the same object, but there are multiple names to refer to that object. But going further, if we consider that when we refer to it as a gulab, say we are referring only to its color. So somebody has just perceived the gulab jamun from a distance, has just seen the color and the shape and the look, and based on that person has given a particular name to it. Then that name, although it is the same object, that refers to something specifically to one particular perception of that gulab jamun. So similarly, there is one absolute truth which can be called by many names, but the name Brahman is used to refer to the aspect of the sat aspect of the absolute truth when it is pursued. So now when we say the sat aspect is pursued, there is one absolute truth that is known by various names, Brahman, Paramatma, Bhagavan. So when that absolute truth is referred to by the name Brahman, then the all-pervading effulgence of that absolute truth is perceived, and therein there is a sat aspect that is perceived. So even the Brahma Jyoti, which is there, it is of the same Advaya Tattva as Bhagavan. It is the same. So Paramatma is also the same Advaya Tattva. So it is not that the Brahman has only sat aspect. The Brahma Jyoti, the Jyoti which is coming out, that sparks of the effulgence of the absolute truth. In one sense, the souls are like that, effulgence only. Just as we are Satchitananda, similarly, the sparks of the Brahman effulgence are also Satchitananda. So this is the objective reality. So that Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan, all three are one Advaya Tattva, but they are, in this particular context of analysis, contextual analysis, These names are used to refer to the absolute truth when it is perceived at a particular level of perception, and at that level of perception when only some specific attributes are perceived. So the same absolute truth, when its sat aspect is perceived, then it is called as Brahman. The same absolute truth, when its sat and chit aspects are perceived, it is called as Paramatma. And when its sat, chit and ananda aspects are perceived, then it is called Bhagavan. So it's the important point is the same absolute truth. So now coming to the ananda aspect. So now the word ananda has multiple applications. So there is ananda as a component or ingredient of the absolute truth. Sat chit ananda, when we say the absolute truth is made up of. So now, is there ananda at the sat level or the chit level? If sat chit ananda are three distinct attributes, then does that mean that in the sat aspect there is no ananda, and chit aspect there is ananda, no ananda, and only ananda is there only in the ananda aspect? You know, this is the absolute truth cannot be fragmented like this. It is the same one absolute truth. It is only a matter of what level of the perception or realization the seeker has of that absolute truth. So that means that at the level of Brahman, a person has not perceived the chit and ananda aspects of the absolute truth. Now this ananda which we are talking about, this does not mean that there is no ananda anywhere else in the absolute truth. That is one ingredient of the absolute truth. If we see in the Upanishads, a hierarchy of happiness is given. And similarly, in the Bhaktisama Sindhu also, a hierarchy of various levels of happiness is given. And then it is said that, okay, if this much is the level of earthly happiness, then say 1,000 times more is heavenly happiness, and 1,000 times more of that is the happiness at Brahmaloka. 1,000 times that is the level of the happiness of Brahmananda. And then as compared to that, when we come to the happiness of Bhakti, even the Brahmananda gets reduced to the, like just a drop of water, or at the most like the amount of water in the hoof print of a calf. So basically it's become insignificant. Now the point in this hierarchy is that if this happiness is 100 times more or 1,000 times more than that happiness, so if the basic denominator, if the ananda aspect in this world were 0, then you have 0 into 100 will be 0, 0 into 1,000, 0 into millions, 0 into infinity will also, whatever you do, is 0 into millions and billions and trillions or quadrillions and Brazilians, it won't make any difference at all, whatever we use. It's all going to be 0. So Brazilians, of course, I'm using a lighter vein here. But the important point is that there is some pleasure in this world also. Madhulavai Shamayandurapai. So Madhulavai, which Prahlad Maharaj says in the 7th canto, 9th chapter, in his prayers to Narasimhadev, that it's madhu, it's nectar lavai, it's like a small fraction of happiness that is there. So there is happiness here. So that what it means is, and what I'm saying by this analysis is, that the experience of happiness, ananda, I'm using ananda in a generic sense to refer to any kind of happiness. So ananda, the experience of ananda is not limited to the ananda aspect of the Satchidananda components of the absolute truth. The soul that is in material consciousness, and soul has no realization of even the sat aspect, leave alone chit or ananda aspect. Even the soul through sense gratification can experience some happiness. So, there is happiness at various levels. There is happiness in Swarga also. Krishna says that, Ashnanti divyan divideva bhogan. Ashnanti, they get, they enjoy. Divideva bhogan. That is enjoyed by the God. So, there is happiness there. Now, there are problems with that happiness. It's temporary. It leads to misery or whatever. But there is happiness. So, now even in heaven, it's not that anybody has realized Satchitananda aspect of the absolute truth. So, ananda as an experience can come at various levels. It is not limited to the realization of the ananda feature of the absolute truth. And that's why even at the level of Paramatma realization or even at the level of Brahman realization, there is some happiness that is experienced. So, we shouldn't think that the that any experience of ananda is not possible unless one has realized the ananda aspect of the absolute truth. No, when we realize the ananda aspect, then we experience the highest happiness, the fullest happiness, the maximum happiness that the soul can experience, the soul experiences when the ananda aspect of the absolute truth is realized. But that does not mean that there is no other happiness that is to be experienced. Actually, happiness can be experienced at various levels. And that is because the soul itself is just ananda, and when the soul comes in contact with matter, then by the arrangement of the Lord, through certain forms of gratification, there is certain happiness that is arranged in those activities. So that is why there is no confusion if we keep these three things in mind. First is that there is one Advaita Tattva, one absolute truth that's known by different names, which is Brahman, Paramatma and Bhagavan. These names, in the particular frame of analysis that the Gaudiya Acharyas have given us, these names are used to refer to the absolute truth when some particular aspect of that absolute truth has been realized. So when the Sat aspect is realized, then that absolute truth is referred to as Brahman. Sat and Chit aspects are realized, is referred to as Paramatma. And Satchitananda is referred to as Bhagavan. And thirdly, the experience of Ananda is not limited to the realization of the Ananda feature of the absolute truth. It can be experienced at various levels of pleasure, can be experienced at various levels of existences. And the highest Ananda is experienced when one realizes the absolute truth in the fullest manifestation, that means as Satchit and Ananda. And that highest happiness, highest Ananda comes when we practice Parabhakti, Kevala Bhakti, pure devotion, and realize the Ananda feature also, Satchit Ananda feature of the absolute truth. Thank you. Hare Krishna.